broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already March 14th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of... one of two, I should say. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, discussions of all things liberty. We talked about a listener that said, hey, what kind of a church does Kanye West and Kim go to and stuff? And, you know, if it's a Jeremiah Wright style church, it might not be too good. But you know what? Kanye and Kim talk about prayer. They talk about Jesus Christ. They say they're Christians. And you know what? I don't know the truth. I don't want to judge their hearts. I hope they're going to the right place and doing the right thing. But I know this, a one man, one woman marriage, welcoming children into their relationship, attending church on Sunday, talking about Christianity, talking about prayer. You know what? It's better than most. I'll tell you that right now. So our prayers are that they're doing the right thing. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, we are told, literally pray every day. Hope that's true. Hope they pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, like we do. Mitch McConnell, outrageous to compare Brett Kavanaugh to Roy Moore. Well, it's not as outrageous as Mr. Mitch thinks. Turns out that Roy Moore is now seriously considering running again for the U.S. Senate. Why? Well, because many liberal news outlets reported Lee Corbett's claims as credible, and now we're finding out it's far from. Believe it or not, Moore's accusers' attorneys don't even believe Korfman or Gorfman. We talked about how Project Birmingham spread disinformation in the 2017 Alabama Senate election. We talked about a tech billionaire, Reid Hoffman, behind a false flag operation, played a role in creating fake news software, the nonprofit confirms. Democratic operatives literally misused misleading Facebook pages with Russian symbols on it and everything else to suppress GOP turnout in the midterms. Now, that's enough to make you really go, You know, the Russians are claiming that Donald's involved with the Russians and there's collusion, but now you've got Democratic operatives using Russian symbols to make people believe that the Russians are involved. Why isn't there a serious open investigation into that? And sadly, the House even knew about this going on when they had control of the House, too, but they still did nothing. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about Fox News strongly condemns own Jeanine Pirro, Joe Kovacs writes the piece. Jeanine Pirro says, my intentions was to ask a question and start a debate. The question really is, can you back Sharia law and keep an oath to the Constitution for the United States of America at the same time? I think the answer is no, you can't. Now, I also agree, though, that this lady has every right. Omar has every right to her free speech, folks, and we better defend hers or we'll lose ours. We talked about a Gab new tool allowing users to comment on any web page freely without fear of being banned. You heard me, any web page. The application is called Dissenter. And it's a browser extension that effectively creates an open comment section on every single page on the internet. How is that done, you say? Well, the browser extension allows it to be sourced, or the comments to be sourced, from Gab. Pretty interesting twist. Will they shut it down? What will happen? Time will tell. They might not be able to shut it down technology-wise. But what they can do is just shut down Gab and the service because it runs on these massive corporate servers controlled by the very few. So beware, ladies and gentlemen. Our prayers are with Gab, though, because I think it's a brilliant idea. I believe in free speech big time. The question is, do you? President Donald Trump proposed a $4.75 trillion budget on Monday. They say that's the largest one in history. Now, I know Donald Trump says there's a lot of savings in that plan, but I don't understand it, Kurt. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
What do you think relates to the biggest budget in history? $4.75 trillion, sir.
Well, one thing I know is that we probably have, a bigger government than we've ever have. And then if you look at the actual dollar versus inflated dollar, maybe you'd have to have a higher dollar figure simply because you've got, less valuable dollars. But I'd really have to look at it. It's kind of like the movie Dave when he brings his buddy in that's the accountant, and he looks everything all over and he says, man, if I was running my business like this, I'd be out of business. And I don't know for sure about that since, every time I try to get details, it's just really hard to get them. But I do know that I'm almost certain we could find a lot of ways to save money, and especially if you restored things like the constitutional basis for sound money and things like that, we'd be on the right track.
Well, I know he couldn't even propose such a budget. People would laugh him off the stage if we tried to talk about $4.75 trillion in a single year with honest money. If we had gold and silver currency, people would just laugh. So that's the first discussion.
You'd have a dollar that was worth a whole lot more, and so you'd need a lot less of them.
Yeah, what would the number be?
Well, somewhere like
usually you'd have to divide by like
20th
40, wouldn't
or
you,
something
Kurt?
Like that.
Well, they say it's worth about 2.5 cents. A dollar's worth about 2.5 cents now. It'd be 40 times different, right?
Well, what I mean is if it's backed by silver, and one paper or one silver dollar, you can get one for close to $20. Then
yeah, the problem is it's suppressed right now. They've suppressed silver, right?
Right, right. But, that'd all work itself out if you really, put it into practice,
that's right.
I think.
The problem is you'd have to figure out what the difference would be. And, what's $4.75 trillion divided by, if you want to do Kurt's way, 20, or the way I would talk about it would be 40. Because if you do it the gold way or the silver way, it's entirely different, right? Anyway, there you go. Go ahead.
Well, the gold would be more, less dollars in constitutional money simply because you get, 1,315 of those.
Yeah, and I'm saying you couldn't do it that way.
Gold, $20 gold piece,
Yeah, so now you got to divide 13 by 20 and get that difference, and then you got to balance that with a silver piece, and you got to figure it out, and where would the average be, right?
Yeah, it'd be fun to see.
It'd be hard to figure out.
It would be a great experiment.
I'm convinced it's about 40 times, though. If you take something in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and you compare it to today's, oftentimes there's about a 40 times conversion rate. And if people say that a dollar's worth about 2.5 cents now in real money, then it would be about a 40 times ratio, by the way, when you take gold and silver. And I agree that a silver, dollar is just like 20 bucks right now. But a gold ounce is what, 1,300 divided by 20? What would be that? What's that, 70? 75?
I can do it.
Well, it's like 70, 60 times. It doesn't matter. 68 times, 70 times, 65. We don't need exact math. The point is, silver would be 20 times, and gold would be 60-something times. And so that's kind of where I get the 40 in the middle, just so everybody understands. Kurt, are you familiar with this big, massive education scandal?
Well, a little bit. I mean, I couldn't tell you I've read every bit of the docs, but I've heard and studied some up on it.
All right, it's a big, massive scandal, and I want to challenge kind of the idea in the first place. If you didn't have government education, if the Republicans would get rid of the education department like they're talking about, and government funding of colleges and everything else, these things would not be happening in the first place. All right? Especially not, quote, you can pick the school of your choice nationwide discussion. But here's a report from Salem News that I want to talk about because the details are interesting. Listen up.
The college admissions bribery scandal shedding light on how an intensely competitive process is being gamed.
The college entrance bribery scandal is particularly dispiriting if your work is helping good students polish their applications.
I've got a lot of questions yesterday from friends and family saying, well, how many other people are doing this? And who knows? We don't know.
Rachel.
All right, so this lady that helps people with building their college essays, I thought people were supposed to work on their college essays primarily by themselves. Hiring somebody to help, does that blur the line? Maybe that's not criminal, I agree, but where does the line end?
Beck helps students write their application essays. She says the competition for slots is more intense than ever. There's always been a backdoor to get the children of the wealthy into high-status schools.
Now, did you hear that? There's always been a backdoor to get the highfalutin wealthy people into schools. Now, listen carefully.
Big contributions. Now, Beck says...
How do they do that? Hold on, let's hear this again.
Get the children of the wealthy into high-status schools? Big contributions. Now, Beck says, bribery appears to have opened up a side door as well. Warren Levinson, New York.
AT&T raising...
Now, hold on. I don't get this. So, the back door's always been open. They've always been able to pay a ton of money and get their kids in through contributions to the college. But now they're saying the side door bribery. Now, that's really bad, Kurt. Paying through the back door and giving contributions to the schools, big contributions, and then letting the kids get in, that's not really bad. That's been the case for a long time. But this new bribery side door deal is a big deal, buddy. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, it's always been the same, hasn't it, Sam?
Well, this new side door bribery
is
different,
Kurt. Who owns the money? Oh, I don't think so.
Well, that's the whole point.
Paying a different person for a different thing.
Kurt's exactly right. And how many things do you twist along the way? We're just talking about a different road for fraud. Let's talk about it on your radio.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, I don't understand what's going on around here. The mainstream press told Kurt Crosby there was a big difference between the back door, where parents have been donating massive amounts to the government school of their choice, and then their kids get in. And that's like normal. That's been going on forever. Now, the problem with the back door is it's fine. Now, that side door, amen, you can't be having this side door. That's bribe. That bribery is just unacceptable. And Kurt, the mainstream press, the fake news folks want you to understand those are two different things. And you're telling me you don't believe them?
Well, and the other thing to say here, Sam, is it's the whole education industry, at least in my opinion. It's not just the government schools, even though they're largely you know, I think complicit in this area. But, you know, I mean, say you're Harvard or Yale, and somebody comes and says, you know, I've got $1 billion. Now, I do have a few grandchildren that, you know, I mean, they really don't even have a D average.
They're good kids, Kerry.
It sure would be nice to get them in there. You know, then they'll probably find a way to fit them in.
Help them. They'll find a way to help them, is how you say it, Kurt. Right?
Yep.
Now, here's the interesting thing. So that back door is so kind of vague, Kurt. We don't connect the dots, really, so it's okay. Got it? Now, let me explain the side door to you. Here's the deal now. You get a coach that says you're an athlete when you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that really different, Kurt? Or is it
Well, that's why you have all those athletic teams. And now, Sam, I mean, they got the new sport of video games. So,
darn right.
I mean, you can basically, I mean, who can't get in as an athlete there?
Hell yeah. Okay, now here's the other problem with the bribes in the side door. See, they're just connecting the dots, and that's the problem with it a little bit. It's a little more specific. So you basically say, hey, Kurt, can I help you write your essays? Well, what if I just ghostwrite them for you?
Yep.
Okay, where's
the
line?
What if your rich parents just employ a writer, you know?
Well, that's the ghostwriter part.
But, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of what I mean is, where are the lines in this scandal? And the answer is, they're playing games. They want you to believe this is a new scandal. How shocking are the details? I say that's where the fake news is. Let's talk to Brian Rust, rustquentingift.com. Are you caught up on this story, Brian?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, you got actresses and actors and coaches and professionals and rock stars and everybody involved in this massive scandal. And I don't see a difference between the back door and the side door, except the side door, they've managed to document, quote, more connected details and dots. But the principles are the same. Let's use money to deceive everyone and get our way with cash. And whether you can connect the dots in more details or not, or how, you know, it's all configured, really, to me, is about the same. The back door and the side door is no different, really, Brian. It's all bribe. It's all manipulation. It's all grease the skids with cash. Fake money, sir.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, isn't it Satan that said that you can buy anything in this world with money?
No. Oh, yeah, baby. You know, and the amazing thing to me, Sam, is sometimes, you know, wealthy folks feel like... And even, you know, poor folks are going to think this way is, man, if they're poor, they wish they had more money. And if they're rich, they think, hey, man, I'm going to help my kid out. So I'm going to buy their way into, you know, Harvard or whatever it is, you know, kind of just help them out because I don't want them to have to suffer like I did. You know, the amazing thing is parents should have figured this out a long time ago. It just never helps the kid, at least that I've ever seen. In fact, you know, I love the one lady who said, look, we hold back for our children's good. It literally, is better for them to have to struggle and to have to, you know, complete the tasks themselves. But somehow we just keep forgetting that little lesson.
Well, you're right. Now, Forbes has an article out about this, and it says, the irony of the elite college admission bribery scandal, and then it's Forbes. And I looked at that headline, but I rewrote my own, and I say the irony of the college admission bribery scandal, because I don't think it's just the elite. Let me give you an example, Kurt. Let's say that you have your kids sign up for this thing called FABSA. And in other words, your kids get a big old government grant to go to government school. And then they have to rape my wallet at the point of a government gun to fund that thing. Is that a bribery scandal for the elite? Or is that the other side of the coin for the poor?
Well, it sure looks like it. And yet, you know, we think, or at least, you know, some people who want to participate in that think that's better for the kids. And, you know, I just simply argue that, man, if you get government out of all of education, get education to be, you know, private, there's still going to be some rich cats buying their kids' way through. But that's been going on forever. At least you don't force people to participate in that. You know, and that's basically the way I think we ought to do it.
Hey, Brian, what's worse, a few parents deciding to grease the skids and cheat and lie and with big money force their kids' way into the world and into these elite extreme colleges that are backed by your government school, and they're doing it with fake money. So what's worse, that fake money action of bribe through the, quote, side door that's way worse than the back door, don't you know? Now, I agree with Kurt. They're one and the same. We're just playing games here. But what's worse, that or a whole government defying our supreme law and creating fake money in the first place, sir?
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, this scandal is just one more scandal that, you know, that we're talking about as far as, you know, going on in our country. I mean, you look at Congress, you know, their pension fund, let's just talk about their, you know, they get rich at the fact of $140,000 a year for life, even if they only work 5 years. So, I mean, it's from the top. You just look at the top. People are struggling. They don't even have a $400 in their bank account for emergencies. And us as taxpayers are funding government, you know, for a lifetime, you know, and all their, you know, agendas. So, you know, our country's going bankrupt, and it's doing it fairly quickly.
Do you know how the side door was created, Brian?
Sorry?
Do you know how the side door was created, by the way, in this education scandal? Let me just tell you why and why they created it. Here's what happened. The elite, the big rich, pay through the back door. Right, the honorable way is to go in the front door, and based on your own hard work and your merits, you get into college. Doing the back door was created for rich people to get their kids in without all the connected bribe details, but just generally, hey, I'll put in a bunch of cash and you recognize my family, right? The side door was created because the back door was too expensive.
There you go.
So now you got like this middle ground. So understand that I'm going to go through the honorable back door. You ne'er-do-wells are going to go through that dishonest, documentable side door. See what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I mean, that's what they've done, Kurt. You're right. You're spot on. There is no difference. This is all one big old lie. But every scandal with finances is downstream from this dishonest money coup in 1913 from the get-go, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And, you know, I applaud Brian's analysis there too. You know, when you look at it, you see it's just, I mean, it's a con game, and you know, somebody's pulled back the curtains and said, hey, we're not going to allow this one go. But you know, if Daddy Warbucks buys the college, I mean, you've seen there was an old Walt Disney show with the I think it was like Flubber or something like that, where you got this professor and he's trying to invent stuff, and one of his students is a son of a wealthy contributor to the college, and he makes the mistake to just go ahead and flunk the guy so he can't even play on the basketball team. And I mean, you know, all heck breaks out because basically the owner of the mortgage of the college is this guy who, you know, has his son in there. And this professor's, you know, didn't know he was supposed to just kind of give him a pass. He actually thought the kid was supposed to do the work.
Imagine crazy, that. Huh? Hey, Betsy DeVos is in the news, and she is pitching a, quote, tax credit for private education, Kurt. Did you hear about this?
Well, yeah, I studied up a little bit about it. And Betsy, at least, you know, I think she's continuing her efforts to try to put a little bit more competition in the world of education, a little bit, you know, more, I mean, pro-choice kind of thing, where people can choose where they want to go. And by doing the tax credits, that means, hey, where people can choose, hey, I want to put some money here, then you get a tax credit for it, so then they can kind of choose their, you know, school that way.
Yeah, we support that kind of choice. The only problem is all the pro-choice folks are missing in action. They're too busy murdering babies. All right, Brian's with us. We're going to go back to gold and silver coinage and talk about where it's sitting and what's going on with that in seconds. Hang tight, Brian. Says Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam. He's Kurt. Brian's with us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House in 2020 expands again with the addition of former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who says in a campaign video making his announcement that immigration reform will be one of the prime issues he's running on.
All of us, wherever you live, can acknowledge that if immigration is a problem, it's the best possible problem for this country to have. And we should ensure that there are lawful paths to work, to be with family, and to flee persecution.
O'Rourke is 46. Meanwhile, the Senate now expected to vote today on a resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Several Republicans expected to join Democrats in voting to reject the presidential order. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Trump's former campaign chief gets another prison sentence. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary, much like this.
Combined with a sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan District Attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort.
The Labor Department reporting this morning 229,000 workers filed first-time claims last week for unemployment benefits, 6,000 more than the week before. Severe storms packing damaging winds and tornadoes now bearing down on the South and the Midwest, while major flooding continues across the plains. And a major snowstorm continues to affect parts of the central U.S. This is USA Radio News.
All right, the reason we spend time a little bit on some of these seemingly unrelated stories with our buddy Brian Rust. RustCoinAndGift.com is website. If you want an honest coin dealer, there you go. Brian Rust is his name. And Brian, the reason that I focus on these stories that seem unrelated is because every one of these trace back to money. Without all the dishonest fake money running around, they wouldn't be able to conduct 90% of these scandals. There wouldn't be money. There would be hard assets that would rein in. And this is kind of the founding fathers' point. You know what? Honest money is going to drive honest transactions. Dishonest money drives dishonest transactions. And so I bring up these stories because I believe they're all really downstream cause and effect realities of dishonest money.
Yeah, I think you're right on, Sam. No doubt about it. I mean, we're taught, or should have been taught, to live within our means. You know, we spend what we have and save and put things away just so that, you know, for a rainy day or so on, and prepare for retirement and so on. But from the top, we've gone off the honest money. We've gone away from that. Gold and silver is a standard and a backing, to where you look at this scandal or other scandals that are going on. You know, if you figure Social Security is going to run out by 2034, 50 trillion underfunded, well, they don't care. The top says, well, it's not a big deal, you know, because we're gonna make more money. See, we can just make it. We got a machine. We can just make it. And we kind of buy into that. But that bubble's going to burst. And the sad part is. There's so many Americans that are just going to be caught in that, and unless you're you're preparing yourself. I mean, if you think the government's going to support you, if you think, okay, well, I'm just going to, the government tells me that they're going to support me and help me and so on, well, okay, good luck. I mean, it's just going to be ugly.
The fraudsters get mad when other people commit fraud with the very means that, well, gave them the ability to commit fraud in the first place. I mean, it's just insanity. All right, Kurt found a ship. Kurt?
Well, yeah, Brian, I guess what happened is they actually found an anchor. So no ship yet. But in this case, the headline from our buddies there at USA Today, the anchor has been found from a 1641 British shipwreck. Then it says, where's the 100,000 pounds of gold? Question mark. Kristen Lamb is the author. I guess this thing went down, 20 miles south of Land's End, Cornwall. I don't know where that is. But anyway, they found this fishing, fishing boat was out there fishing and hooked this anchor. And so they brought it up. They say this merchant ship sank back in 1641. That's a little while back, nearly 400 years ago. And it held, they say, 100,000 pounds of gold and 400 bars of Mexican silver when it disappeared. It sure would have been easier on them if they just had transferred it, via, paper or the new way we do it with crypto or something. They wouldn't even have to haul it on this ship. They say this ship was called the El Dorado of the Seas, and it was returning to Britain from Mexico. Maybe the silver and gold price was a little lower down there. They identified the anchor by its size and age. The anchor gives a clue to where the world's, they say, possibly most valuable shipwreck lies. And the one guy, he's a treasure hunter, he told the something called inews.co.uk that amateurs would face danger searching for it. One guy named Mark Milburn said he regularly visits shipwrecks around the Cornish coast. Maybe that's where they get those Cornish game hints. Said explorers need equipment and expertise to dive 300 feet to get to the Merchant Royal. They say any treasure hauls need to be reported to the British government because the ship lies in state waters. You know what state waters are. You know, those are more expensive than regular ones. A diver could end up keeping the treasure under salvage rights. But, they say, Milburn told the British outlet a license is required. So, you get to keep the treasure.
Yeah, the license cost $110,000. $110,000, whatever, right?
Yeah, you got to pay for that license.
What I also don't understand about this is this. If the gold isn't that important because we got a money-making machine, why do we care? Brian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. I mean, they seems like they can do, spend more and create new agendas and more by just printing fiat currency. We know how that's working. So, yeah.
All right. Where's gold and silver sitting right now, and what's the best deal, sir?
Gold's at $12.95.30, silver sitting at $15.30, so it's down just a little bit, dipped under that. And we look at these kicks or sell-offs, a lot of it, obviously it's paper-driven.
All right, so it's $15.30 for silver?
Correct. Yep.
And how much is gold again?
$12.95.30.
Got it, okay.
So if it's $15.30 spot for silver dollar, what do you have to pay for one of those real nice U.S. silver dollars from the U.S. Mint that says 2019 on them? What do you have to pay for those, like 20?
You can buy some of the older years and so on. We sell them at around the 18, maybe just under, right around that $18 range.
Yeah. What about the 2019 ones? I always love to show somebody the 2019 ones, and they go, they still make those?
We're still doing that? Wow.
That's right.
How much of those?
19.
Okay. So yeah, even Kurt, though the ones in 2020 spot cost silver. 20. Yeah, there you go. So the spot silver, spot for a dollar is 15, but a real dollar, you know, from the U.S. government, you know, is going to be 19. So that's
19 fake dollars, though, Kurt. You got to kind of make sure people understand.
19 Federal Reserve notes.
Now, Brian, this is an interesting discussion Kurt and I had right before you jumped on, and I kind of think it's important to discuss. I kind of said I think that if you were to go back to honest money, you'd have to do like a 40 times differential. You'd have to reduce everything by 40 times. Kurt was saying, hey, for, you know, silver, it's more like 15 to 20 times, and I agree with him, but gold's way out of whack, like 60, 70 times or something crazy. What do you think the average would be? In other words, what would be the correction? I've always heard that a real dollar versus a fake dollar is worth about 2.5 cents now. That's kind of where I get my whatever. What do you think the real number might be? Any idea?
As far as what the metal should be sitting at?
Well, if you were to convert back to a real dollar, what times on average would you have to change things? What would things cost?
He brought the question up because President Trump has presented the 4 point something, $5 trillion budget.
$5 trillion budget. They're the biggest in history.
So we were trying to figure out, hey, if you took that and converted it to real money, either silver or gold, what would the budget need to be? And so I said, hey, a 20th of that if it's silver, and Sam's like a 60th if it's gold, and in between you got 40.
So me and Kurt aren't saying we're right or that one of us knows. What we're trying to do is just discuss it and think through it and figure it out, right?
Yeah, wouldn't it be a cool headline?
Your standard was basically set, so it used to be a 35 ratio was basically, that was the standard.
Yeah, that's when it used to not be locked like that. Then they made 35 fake dollars to one real dollar in an effort to make the slide not continue. But then they took that away and the slide continued, right?
Correct. So
the point is, it's north of 35 somewhere.
Right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, that's a good question. I guess pounding it right now. I mean, you know, if your ratio now, I mean, obviously it's, we're at 86 to one right now on that silver to gold ratio, but, or even, figure the dollar. So yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I don't know. We'd have to dig through that a little bit. And I guess I would. Let's just see where it is. One thing to note is that, you know, your 1530 is raw silver on the exchange. So paper driven, your exchange is always driven by paper. That's why they can manipulate gold and silver based on that, manipulated through that paper.
The point is gold and silver are kind of repressed or depressed because of that manipulation, too. If you took that away, it would get even worse, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. No doubt about it. I mean, realistically, if we want to see the true metal right now, you look at palladium. Palladium's $1,554. It's doubled over the course of 7-8 months. Well, that's real market. They're not manipulating that. They're not using that, but you could see the real manipulation if you look at that metal, because it's increased. Why wouldn't the others increase? But yeah, we're seeing the manipulation pretty heavy.
Yeah, so I don't know the number, Kurt. I'm not telling you that I know and that I'm right, because I don't know. I'm just trying to say, what would it be? You know, 40 times, 50 times, 35 times, 20 times, 70, 80 times, like silver or gold is right now? I mean, I don't know, but the number's massive, whatever it is. And if you take that 4.75 trillion and what? Divide that by 40? Just for instance, what would you get?
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
You know, I'd have to whip out my calculator and figure that sucker out on the break.
I'm working on it.
Do you have
I'm
any longer to stay with us, Brian?
Sorry?
Do you have anything long? Do you have a little longer to stay with us?
Well, yeah.
All right, stay with us. I got a joke I want to tell you. It's actually a sick joke, and it's not really a joke at all. But I want to tell it to you anyway. All right?
Sick.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, Kurt, and Brian, this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, man, we're talking to Brian Rust, rustquittinggift.com, and, man, we're trying to figure out this budget stuff. We're kind of like mathematicians here going on in the incredible think tank called Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. Three heads are better than one. Brian and Kirk got this going on. So I took the $4.75 trillion largest budget in history proposed by the Donald, and I divided it by 40 so I could figure it out, because I think it's about 40 times differential between gold and silver and products and everything in a mix. How do I get that number? I say, well, we know that it was pegged at $35 an ounce. That was gold back in the day, so it wouldn't slide further. Now, the slide and the manipulation has just grown exponentially since then. So what's the number? And because gold's only one factor, silver's only about 20 times. And so you got to take other commodities in the mix, too. You can't just isolate it to gold either. I'm guessing it's about 40 times. Okay, so I took $4.75 trillion, divided it by the 40, and I got 118,750,000,000. So we're far from the trillions now. If you do that, now Kurt did a calculation of his own, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you did the 20, then you're at 237 billion. So you could, I mean, imagine if some, or if you do the 64, which is taking the 1,295 that Brian said, that you said, Brian, and you, you know, you take that divided by 20 because it's a $20 gold piece that you get for 1,295 bucks. Then you get 64.75, and that gives you, you know, 73 billion would be the budget. So wouldn't the headline be more interesting? I mean, imagine somebody doing a headline said something like, if Donald Trump was using honest money, the gold and silver coinage of the Constitution, to do his budget, it'd only be, you know, you could either say 73 billion, 118 billion, or 237 billion.
Yeah, we just round it off and say 100 to 200 billion. You know, who's counting change, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying. That's, see, right. What I mean, though, we wouldn't even be in the $1 trillion discussions, ladies and gentlemen. It would not even be possible. All right, and so yeah. I submit to you that honest money is where we've got to start, and if the president's going to propose the biggest budget in history, they say already it's dead on arrival, so who cares? But how come no one's talking about this reality check, Brian?
Well, I think one of the factors that happens is you know, in life, they say, you know, if we're going to have house of order, we need to declutter our lives. There's so much going out there, so much clutter, that I think that's one of the, you know, one of, I guess, the, well, I would say Satan, but I guess anybody that corrupts, they want to declutter, they want to clutter, just so that you can't really investigate what they're doing or what they're accomplishing. And there's, now there's so much going on. Yeah, I think you're right on. We need to get back to honest money. I mean, if we're going to survive, we've got to do that. And yet it gets kind of pushed aside because, oh, we got this college thing going on now. And, hey, wait, we got this going on. I mean, there's so much.
And the college scandal, those are the bad guys.
That's right.
It's just this goofy parent with too much money running around with brat children thinking, I got to make sure my kid has a chance at this world, right?
Well, but this time you even throw in some Hollywood types, Sam, and you've got, you know, you've got a media story that they love because you know, who goes down in this story? Well, a couple of, you know, kind of lower level Hollywood types. You know, none of their big advertisers are going to hate this story. Everybody's going to be interested in it because, hey, it's about big money and big universities and, you know, and stuff like that. And kids getting a you know, kind of a raw deal or whatever. So they're hitting on this one hard, right?
They're going to make movies, right? Is that a new movie?
Oh, yeah.
Line?
Yeah, I think it could.
I think you're exactly right. Now, what's this lady's name? Lori Lohan or whatever?
Right.
Probably.
How do you know? How do you say her last name?
Movie girl.
L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N. Logan?
Okay. Okay. I'll go with it.
Anyway, she got released after posting $1 million bond, Kurt. Now, here's my problem with this whole scandal. You think this Lori lady, okay, you think she's really a threat? You think we need $1 million bond so she doesn't, like, flee the country or something?
Well, I mean, you got to have some money for the run the judicial department.
Yeah, I mean, this is insanity, though. Now, this Lori lady, I actually like her in movies. Now, I don't know if you know, but she plays in a movie called One Calls to Heart.
Oh, that's her.
And so she's basically, by the way, one of the directors or, you know, producer kind of people and an actress in the movie. And she plays Abigail, the town mayor. And she's a very moral, great character, avoiding scandal. And I'm just telling you, she's just very good. And what I find fascinating about this is when you attack her and single her out now, what their real goal is to shut down, I believe, the continuation of this Christian movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call me a conspiracy nut there. They'll run around with their fake money and their side doors better than back doors or back doors better than side doors scandals and their fake money. And then they tell you that I'm just up in the night, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you that so I'm not defending any wrongdoing by anybody. But what I am saying is with all the scandal in the world, really, you're going to go get Laura. You're going to throw her in the clink and require $1 million for her to get out on bail. And then you're going to, I mean, it's just insane. This whole thing is just insanity.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Now, you ready for my sick joke, Brian?
Yeah.
All right.
Look out.
Hey, Kurt, what do cats have that newborn babies don't?
Well, usually they have a right to life.
Yeah. Democrats support. Listen.
Good point.
They have Democrats support. Now listen, in one of the sickest ironies no one seems to be talking about, Senate liberals picked this moment 17 days after they voted to kill America's perfectly innocent babies to push for the humane treatment of kittens.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a joke. It's sick. So they literally promote infanticide. They murder babies. We try to stop it. They close us down, even the Republicans. But then now they're pushing to protect cats, man. They'd say, you know what? This is just inhumane treatment of these kitties. And so babies don't even have the protection of the kitties now, Kurt.
Well, I kind of kid around about it when, you know, occasionally I'll be selling honey. And like yesterday, at this thing called the Holy Cow Boutique. And so I was, you know, handing out my little, well, I call them the high-tech tasting device. So that's a toothpick is what that is. But anyway, I hand people the toothpick and let them taste the honey. And occasionally some of those more budget, you know, conscious consumers are like, well, if I'm getting another one, you can just, I'll turn my toothpick around and you can use the other end for the next one. And
no, don't do that, Kurt. It'll be illegal. You'll go to jail, bro. Don't do it.
You know, I said, man, they got a health department that's ready to put me in the slammer if I do something like that. You know, here in America, we got standards now. You can kill babies, but, you know, using a toothpick where you flip it around, I mean, you know.
Yeah, the new tagline for the Democrats is kill babies, save kitties.
Yeah, amen.
Wow.
Whoa.
And then when the innocent bystander doesn't know what the heck's going on, you say, cat, got your tongue? And then we can toss old Laura and Kurt in the clink. Laura for her big old scandal. Now, I guess Laura's daughter, her name is Olivia, and She got into this school, USC, down there in California on this big old scandal. And she's, I don't know if you know, but she's a YouTube influencer. And she has a couple of billion followers on YouTube. And she got on there and she said, hey, man, I got into school. I'm going to school to party. Everybody knows we don't care about school, really. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, what kid in his right mind does, you know?
Well,
I mean,
when you got a silver platter like that that you go to school on, buddy, you think you're going to prize it or you know, appreciate it or, you know, work hard to obtain it or keep it or whatever the case may be?
Yeah. You remember the old days, Sam, when, you know, a kid had to get a job and pay for their college and work to get through school? I mean, you know, I know those are like fairy tale stories now, but, you know, I mean, now the government wouldn't want you to do that because we got grants for you and freebies.
Yeah, it was back in the days when I had to walk uphill to school going both ways in the snow. Mm-hmm. And man, that was when we had real money and everybody was poor and everything. Right, Brian?
Yeah, I wonder how many of these Congress people that are, you know, their big pensions that they're going to get for life and so on are in this, mm-hmm. and they're listed on this.
Good point.
They don't want to pay.
All right.
Well, don't use my money.
Brian, what coin would you buy today?
I'd buy either silver coin or silver rounds. That's probably what I would buy. That's the cheapest way to invest right now.
So you mean like the silver, you're talking about the old silver coinage, you mean? Like, yep, they call them junk silver, and I
no,
call
he's talking about
1 ounce silver
rounds, like Liberties.
Yeah,
stuff,
I know,
right?
But he said something else before that, didn't he?
What'd silver. 90% silver coin, dimes, quarters, and halves before 1964, stuff we used to use.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, so you're not talking about the 1 ounce rounds that are like a silver eagle, silver dollar, but just the I don't know what you call it, the not named brand stuff, the Liberties of the
world. No, he mentioned that too. He mentioned both of those, yep. You know.
All right, so those are the two that you'd buy, huh?
Well, where you get your best bang for your buck, you know.
Kurt would buy the silver eagles, wouldn't you, Kurt?
Well, the reason I'd buy those is because I got a weird way of doing with this. I'm not just trying to, you know, put my money into good investments.
Let me make something importantly clear, though. That real silver eagle, silver dollar in Utah is money, right?
Right.
The other stuff isn't, right?
Yeah. Well, quarters and halves are.
They are because they're U.S. coins.
Yeah, and you get a dime for a dime, though, is the problem with those.
Well...
Well,
you know, but you're right, and you get a dollar for the other one, right?
Well, let me tell you, Sam, if you're spending that dime for a dime, go over to Kurt, buy some money.
Now yeah, believe me, because you'll get a better deal. And, you know, the state, you know, it's really confusing how that whole thing works, but the state passed that bill, and our buddies at the United Precious Metals Association will tell you how to, you know, convert it. I mean, because they'll put your money in there, and then you can use their app and all that kind of stuff.
So they're going to criticize fake news, Kurt, and I just want to know, will the real... Right. News dollar, please stand up.
Yeah, good point.
What do you say to that as a parting shot, Brian?
Yeah, we need real money. Our country's, I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. A little bit of time, a dime. I mean, you could buy a dime for $1.25. So a few of those a week or just putting a little away, it's going to pay dividends. It really is.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Brian's selling dimes for $1.25.
Well, yeah. I mean, before you could have to pay $2 for a dime. You know, and the nice thing is, man, when you do that, you give a little bit of competition to that dishonest money system. As kind of like the government schools versus the private schools. The few private schools there are give some competition and make the government schools a little bit better. You know?
Now, I joke about Brian selling dimes for $1.25, but my whole point is this. You can get into silver... really inexpensively. And believe it or not, if you did that week after week after week after week for 30 years, you'd have a lot of dimes and they'd actually be real money. And if you ever needed to turn that around, you'd have a lot of money. And everybody can do it, Brian, without even blinking an eye.
That's right. So the dime today is a dime. The dime, the old dime is worth a buck, at least $1.25. You see the devaluation.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Now that's what, 12 times?
Make America great again, baby.
In that case. Amen. Thank you, Brian.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Hour one in the can. Two coming up.
RussCoinAndGift.com.
Yeah, RussCoinAndGift.com. Amen to that. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our great country. We just need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.